A first-of-its-kind water treatment system has begun filtering high levels of toxic PFAS chemicals from the groundwater at Pease International Tradeport. NHPR's Annie Ropeek tagged along on a tour of the facility last week to learn more about how it works.
Between the runways and the woods at Pease Tradeport, a tangled grid of pipes covers the ground. It connects a series of water wells that are helping slowly clean up not just one person or business's water supply, but a whole aquifer beneath the ground, which is connected to several private drinking water wells in Newington.
And so what we have here, this is what they all look like. This is basically a PVC pipe in the ground, like a well like anybody might have. And we've got a pump in there, and there's monitors that monitor the level of the groundwater.
Rob Singer is a project manager with the government contractor that built this $8 million water treatment plant. He's leading a tour today for a big group of state and federal officials.
And here you can see all these lines coming in.
Yeah.
These are all the groundwater lines.
The plant sits on top of Pease's former fire training operation, where the Air Force used to use firefighting foams full of PFAS-class chemicals. PFAS was common until the early 2000s in all kinds of products. It doesn't biodegrade and has been linked to cancers and other health issues. And it doesn't take much PFAS to cause those problems. The CDC says as little as 11 parts per trillion of some of the chemicals may put human health at risk. A well at Pease had 2,000 parts per trillion. That well was shut down for PFAS contamination in 2014, sparking all this cleanup. The aquifer beneath this fire training area contains 50,000 parts per trillion PFAS. The Air Force says this treatment facility could be a model for longer-term cleanup near other contaminated bases nationwide. It'll pump the groundwater out of the aquifer, scrub it of PFAS, and put it back in the ground, over and over, for years, until the groundwater is safe to drink.
Plus, everyone needs to be careful. The floor might be a little bit slippery. This is all in a humid
inside the plant, we're surrounded by cutting-edge science. This facility is the first in the country to filter PFAS with a special regenerative resin. Rob Singer picks up a cup of that resin and gives it a shake. It's just an unremarkable off-white powder.
So this is the material that's in all these tanks. This is just a fine kind of styrofoam beads type material.
The resin grabs the PFAS as water moves through it. Every now and then, operators can flush out the resin with salt and water, separating out the condensed PFAS waste. Singer says they'll fill up at least a dozen tall tanks of that PFAS sludge as they treat tens of millions of gallons of water. The toxic materials are taken away to a special disposal facility and burned, and the water that heads back into the aquifer doesn't contain any detectable PFAS at all. This is just one aquifer that'll take years to clean up. Senator Jean Shaheen was on this tour, and she says she knows the government is still in its early stages of response to the PFAS problem. That's why she says she's worked to make Pease the center of a national health study on PFAS, and she's calling for more public health attention to the issue in New Hampshire.
We're just really beginning to learn how widespread the impact is and the effect to drinking water, and that's a huge issue.
But PFAS testing and filtration is still prohibitively expensive for most towns and homeowners. New Hampshire Waste Management Chief Mike Wimsatt says he hopes these special plants going in at Pease will help bring down those costs.
I mean, it's unfortunate that we see these compounds in so many places in the country. The only positive part of that is that you got an awful lot of people working on it, and it's going to make whatever technologies become available a lot cheaper because you're going to recognize those economies of scale, and it means that in the end, when somebody wants to buy a filter for their home, it's going to be cheaper.
He hopes that'll happen as new state standards come in to mandate PFAS monitoring in the next year. That way, more people can find out if and how the problem affects them. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.